6:37, Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK is on the air. And Mother's Day yesterday. Hope you had a good one. PK, did you?
I did. Had a nice time. Got some fun little gifts and some funny things for my kids, too, and some great cards.
Very fun.
Yeah, they always kind of search to find some silly cards. So that's
some humor
fun.
In the day. All right.
Absolutely. And sometimes, though, Mother's Day is not a laughing matter. Maybe the whole relationship is kind of strained and difficult. Today, we want to talk a little bit about that and give you some helps along the way. Dr. Linda Mintel joins us. Her book is called I Love My Mother, But, and it's practical help to get the most out of your relationship. Good morning, Dr. Linda.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Did you have a good Mother's Day?
I did. I had both of my kids home, which was a real treat. My son surprised me by driving to our house to see us, and his wife was working, and she couldn't come, but it was a great surprise. So we had a great time. It was a beautiful day, too, which really made a big difference.
Oh, yeah. It puts a smile on your heart and your face, doesn't it, when it's finally nice like that?
Yeah, it was great. It was just a great time to have my kids here. But I did think a lot about all of the moms around the country. And first of all, I thought about a lot of women who wanted to be moms and have been struggling with infertility, because you know that mm-hmm. was an issue for me for so many years. And so I thought about them and was really praying for them yesterday. And I thought about all the women and men I know who made the trek home or were with their mothers, but it was a very difficult day because that relationship is a bit strained or in some cases really, really difficult. So it is tricky at times as a person of faith to honor your mother and your father when that relationship is so difficult. But there are ways that you can do that, and you can still try to work on that relationship. And I would encourage everybody listening to always be working on that relationship, because it is the most important relationship that you can have in your life. It does set the stage for all our other relationships, and that's why it's so important to work on those family relationships.
Well, I appreciate how you've divided your book up into two different sections. Can you take us through the first one here first, and then after a break, we'll get into the second part?
Well, I'm just trying to explain at the beginning why it's such a powerful relationship. And obviously, everybody has a mother, and whether or not your mother was great or not so good or even abusive, there are certain principles of our relationships that we have to pay attention to. So it's what I said, that their feminists say, Ted, that we marry our mothers. And I don't know if that's exactly true. I think we marry parts of our moms and parts of our dads. What's so interesting about relationships is that when you are attracted to someone, there's a part of that attraction that has to do with a familiarity. So one of the things that happens is if you come from kind of a dysfunctional family, you tend to be attracted to some of that dysfunction, not because you want dysfunction, because that would make you a little crazy, but because it's familiar. There's some mm-hmm. familiarity to it. And so let's say, for instance, you grew up in a family where conflict was really difficult and you avoided it at all cost. You tend to be attracted to people who avoid conflict because it's a familiar pattern to you. And you go with what's a little bit more comfortable. You do this unconsciously, which is why I like to make people aware of the patterns they grew up with in their families so they can make changes in those patterns. Because that's the good news. No matter how dysfunctional your family was, if you get aware of the patterns, you can make changes and you can have a better relationship with all of the people in your life, including your parents.
Well, we have also, I think, a little quiz of, you call it thought points, and I'm looking at it as kind of a roadmap, if you will, that we want to get to here in just a few moments. But I think there's some great questions here, because when we're going through these relationships, sometimes it's just the day-to-day, and you don't realize, that you're just really struggling, and then carrying that even into your adult relationships, this can be just a repeat performance. So we see this a lot, like with alcoholic children or, children of alcoholic parents, and they marry an alcoholic. That's what you're kind of talking about, right?
Right. And so when you're dealing with it, see, what happens developmentally is when you're becoming your own person, you have to push against your parents to some degree, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to figure out, who am I in the context of these people? Do I think like they do? ideas? Is my faith my own? Is it the faith of my family? There are all these things that you're trying to do as you grow and you develop. And we either do that in a really good way or we do that in a bad way. The bad ways are to say, you know what, my family's too difficult, my mom is too difficult, I'm just going to disconnect from her. That's a really bad idea because it doesn't teach you then how to deal with difficulties in interpersonal relationships. The other extreme is when you're so dependent on your mother that you can't have a thought of your own. And every time you have to make a decision, you have to call her, you have to know what she thinks, or she has to tell you what to do. And again, that's a setup for difficult relationships because when you don't have a good sense of who you are, you don't function well in a relationship. So we have to look at that and say, I need to be who I am, but I need to do that in a way that also honors my parents and in ways that are healthy in terms of trying to deal with conflict and differences of opinions and even my own expectations. And I would say that that's where we get in the most trouble, is that we a lot of times expect our parents to be perfect. We expect them to be all nurturing. We expect them to never have problems and to just give us everything we need. And when we have those kinds of expectations, it's a setup for feeling failed and feeling like you really don't want to be with these people.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Linda Mental joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. We're discussing her book, I Love My Mother, But, and there are links for that up at myfaithradio.com. Dr. Linda, known as the relationship doctor and also has an academic appointment at the New College of Osteopathic Medicine in Liberty University. We'll continue to talk to her in a moment here at Faith Radio. If you want to get in on the conversation, our number is 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. More with Dr. Linda Mental in a moment. Intruders helping us out this morning. It's 7:46, and we're talking today with Dr. Linda Mental, who's the relationship doctor, regular guest of our show, and also host of her own radio talk show. And the book that we're talking about right now that she's written is I Love My Mother, But, It's Practical Help to Get the Most Out of Your Relationship.
Linda, every one of the chapters that you have in this book has a thought point section that has bullet points that just kind of wrap up each of those. Talk a little bit about some of the anger, because you talk about, I'll always love my mama. We always want to love our mother, but yet sometimes it gets a little messy because of the past or whatever. Talk about some of the thought points that we can ask ourselves to see if we're really angry with our own mother.
Well, anger is an okay emotion as long as you handle it in a good way. And one of the main points of the book is that you really have only control over your own reactions. So there will be things that your mom might do that make you angry. I know I felt that a lot in my early 20s. That's somewhat developmental because you're, again, trying to become your own person. But as you get angry at what happens with your mom or your dad, and this is a principle that works in any relationship, what you have to really focus on is controlling your own response. So again, okay to be angry, but you want to do that in a way that's respectful. You want to say what it is you're upset about and try to have a conversation in which you dialogue about that. So the real point here is it's the way you use your anger in that relationship to move things forward rather than get things stuck. So if you say, Mom, I'm really angry with you, this is what happened, and this is what it bothered me, that's a great way to deal with your anger. But to stuff your anger and then it comes out in explosive ways, or to get really angry and start yelling and blaming and criticizing, will only make that relationship stay contentious. So anger is an important emotion, but we have to use the biblical guidelines, and there are so many of them, and I list them in the book, on how to deal with your anger in a way that honors God.
And so what happens, Linda? I think the hard part is if that's rejected, if you're trying to have that honest, open, maybe really scary conversation with your mom, but maybe she's a controller, you know, the list can go on, and it's rejected. What do we do with that if we're trying, but we can't get anywhere?
Well, and that's part of the problem, is that sometimes it doesn't move along, and then you have to accept that that's a sort of a a stuck place in your relationship. Now, you don't have to feel stuck with that. What you might have to do is forgive your mom and to exercise that forgiveness even when she's not asking for it in order to keep your heart guarded from getting bitterness or a buildup of anger in there and then developing into resentment. So you have to forgive when she does that. You can reapproach it again. And a lot of times what happens is we have these angry encounters and then it just sits and nobody does anything. And one of the things I say in the book is that when you're an adult in a relationship with your mother and it's a contentious relationship, that you have to be the grown-up and you have to go first a lot of times on reapproaching an issue. And a lot of times I'll have women sit in therapy and go, well, why do I have to? She's the one who acted terribly and she's the one who made me so mad. Why do I have to approach her again? And I look at them and I kind of say, you know, this sounds like something on a playground. Mm-hmm. Only kids fight about who goes first. You, if you want to repair in that relationship, you approach her again and say, Mom, it got crazy, it got angry. I really want to try to work this through. Can we please talk about it? I think it's so important to go after that relationship time after time after time and try to get to points of reconciliation. Because, again, this is setting the stage for all your other intimate relationships. So if you can't work it out with her, you're going to have problems. Now, there are those times when you just have to set boundaries, when you might have a very angry and abusive mom, and you might have to say, okay, if you're going to talk that way to me or you're going to behave that way or come after me like this, we cannot have a conversation. I'm hanging up the phone. I will walk out of the room, whatever it is. But I do want to talk to you, but not under these circumstances. And you all need to practice some cooling down techniques, which I talk about also in that chapter, where you take a couple of deep breaths and you remain calm. Because we know that when you get angry, and it goes over, your heart rate goes up over 100 beats a minute, you are not listening to that person in the room with you. And so, again, in any relationship, when you're so angry, you literally can't think. And you might need to take a time out. You might need to cool down, take some deep breathing, meditate on a scripture, maybe grab hands and pray together and say, this is not going well. Can we just stop? Can we pray? Can we calm down? Can we ask the Lord to help us here? Because this is so important for us to work out.
Yeah, you know, on that point about getting the scripture involved and going back to the word, you offer some good nuggets from the Proverbs. And can you just maybe address some of those as we close our time with you here in the next minute?
I think one of the most important ones is that the Bible talks about venting your anger is not a good idea. And we know from psychological research that when you vent anger, it only revs up anger even more. And so God knew. He created us, and he knew that it's not good to vent your anger. State what you're angry about, but then do not allow that emotion to grow and have a life of its own. And again, think, offer some empathy to your mom. When you're so upset with her, try to put yourself in her place and try to think, what's going on in her life? What is she reacting to? Can I, in the scripture, can I be kind at this moment? Can I love her at this moment? Can I pray for her? Can I bless her even though she may be cursing me? Can I pray for her even though sometimes I feel despitefully used by her? All of those scriptures are rich, and you can go to them and you can look at them and you can use them to give yourself a perspective on what God expects of us. He doesn't expect us to control our moms and to make them better. What he expects of us is to control our own reaction and to have our reaction be godly and to be Christ-like. And so even when they don't deserve it, we need to forgive. We need to calm down. We need to love them through that. We need to pray for them. And we need to get a grip on our own emotional lives so that we can, again, keep the door open for whatever reconciliation may be possible.
And I love this because this is so practical, too. And it's just really asking God to help us. And then making that choice to forgive and making that choice to be the adult, even if it seems like maybe a junior high conversation at times. So it's important, isn't it, Linda?
It is important. Yeah, it is important. And I think one of the other important things is to really pick your battles. And we say this when we're talking about our kids, but we also need to do this with our parents. And if it's not that big of a deal, just say to yourself, okay, I don't agree. That's kind of crazy, but I'm going to let that go. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes even when you're in a really big, big tussle and fight with your parent, sometimes I like to tell people, there's a phrase I use, just drop the rope. Mm-hmm. And if you can imagine the picture of two people on a tug of war, and they're just tugging on that rope, and the rope is tense and it's tight, what happens when one person lets go? There's no more tension.
It stops.
It stops.
I like
so
that.
So sometimes it's a good idea. If it's not this like major issue, sometimes the best thing you can do is just drop the rope and say, okay, God, it doesn't really matter. You know my heart here. I'm just gonna let this one go, and I'm just going to move on and try to move forward again in our relationship.
We've been talking with Dr. Linda Mintel, and this book that is so helpful is called I Love My Mother, But It's Practical Help to Get the Most Out of Your Relationship. Linda, thank you so much for your wisdom on this. So appreciate your help. And I know that this is touching a lot of people as they're listening today. And God bless you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks for having me. And I really encourage people, work on these relationships. Don't run away from them. It's important.